Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, to this awesome Tuesday morning here in the American Redoubt. We are broadcasting from the Free Zones, Patriot-held territory, which is in high demand. Real estate prices are going up in the Free Zones because that's where everyone wants to be, and you can't blame them. Except for, where was that, Sheridan, Wyoming?
Oh, yeah, Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Cheyenne, Wyoming. My goodness, we're looking at pictures of 6 feet of snow. I mean, there's on 17th Street. Thank you for the listener who sent that one in. My goodness. I mean, they've got a snow path cleared to go down the middle of the street. You can see the businesses on either side, but like just the tops of the roofs.
How many feet is that?
I don't know. They don't have a person in there, but it's obviously, it looks like it's at least 5 or 6 feet deep.
I know.
The snowstorm that came through and just wiped out Colorado and parts of Wyoming and Colorado. Amazing. Last I heard, folks are still without power in Colorado that I know of. So, hey, it's a great test run for a cyber attack, right?
Well, oh boy, all sorts
grid
of things.
Down, all kinds of problems. Now when it starts to melt.
Well, that's an exact duplicate of what happened in Texas. It doesn't matter even if they do have snow clearing equipment. That is still one ton of snow. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
That is so much snow to have to deal with all of a sudden. Yeah.
Yep. That's what they bring in, the front end loaders and heavy equipment.
Yep.
Well, you have to take it far away because when it starts to melt.
Yeah.
Yeesh. Okay, well, well, here we are with the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, and it is beautiful weather here. A little cloudy last couple of days, but yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Nothing. I mean, it's beautiful compared to what those people are experiencing. In fact, we've been very blessed where we are to not be receiving the brunt end of any of this lately.
I know. Because we were at the store, we were looking at seeds and heirloom seeds and getting ready to start planting stuff.
Right, for gardening.
Yeah, we'll do a small garden. We're too busy for a major undertaking, but got to keep the skills up, and it's still fun and productive and just neat, really neat. I love gardening, not full-scale stuff, but I love having stuff coming out of the ground.
I love you gardening.
Yeah, I know. And canning.
You can keep the canning. Yeah. I have an allergy
She's
to
an
canning.
Anti-canner.
I have no qualms with anybody else that likes to can. And if you wanted to give me anything that you canned, I would be very, very thankful. Right. But I have a specific allergy to it. So.
Well, actually, we can't say that. You can't put that out on a radio show.
Is the FDA going to come after
me
for that?
The commies are going to start donating food to us.
Oh, right? Yeah, right.
Oh, here's some canned spinach from
some
last
canned
year.
Arsenic.
Here's some
for you.
Canned chicken from just fresh last year.
Yeah. Okay, so I take that back. Never mind. Yeah,
no, we can't take homemade food. Those days are gone for us. So,
yes.
I remember one time I was listening to Michael Savage, and he was like, please do not send cookies. Food. I don't care if it's your favorite recipe you've handed. It's going in the garbage. It's just save your time, save your money.
It's too dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some hateful, vindictive people out there that hate patriots.
That's right.
So let's see. What else is let's just do the word of the day right now.
Yes, that's right. Let's do it because we love it. Okay. So the word of the day for Trump Tuesday is coming to us from Romans chapter 15, verses 1 through 6, which read, "We then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, The reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's it.
Nice. Yeah. Good one.
Yes, and this is exactly, this would describe you and I very well. The first verse there, where it says, "We then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak, and not to please ourselves," because we've always felt that. It's kind of like that Thomas Paine statement: let the challenge, or the what is it that he says? Let the challenge come in my day, that I can take care of it, so it doesn't come to my children.
Well, yeah. If there must be war, let it come in my time, so my children can know peace.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And that's that same mentality. If you are strong, God has blessed you with strength and fearlessness and courage for a reason, because there are those of us who are blessed that way, that are meant to stand up for those who are weak, and I think, you know, you and I have talked about this many times, that has been our character ever since we were children.
Right.
And so, you know, we always want to take out the bully and defend the weaker people, you know.
Right.
And put yourself in that place to protect others. And so, that's very strong in the both of us. And in fact, the Trump family said the same thing that one time in their interview where they were getting pummeled by the media over and over. And they said to Ivanka, they said, how are you guys faring? This must be so difficult to be taking all this from the media. And she said, oh, no, that's not true at all. She said, we're strong and we can take it. It's the American people that are weak and they can't. So it's better us than them.
Right.
I was
right.
Like, man, that's just awesome.
Yeah, we're taking it so the American people don't have to. Yeah, they're taking the brunt of it.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, very
cool.
And
that should be the outlook of every single elected official, because they're asked to represent the people. And
right.
And so when the fight comes, it better come to them, and they better fight back. You know, they don't just capitulate like we're watching all the rhinos do right now. And so... You know, good on those who are like that and have that correct mentality.
Yeah, well, that would be nice to see, you know, more of that. Sadly, unfortunately, we've got another, the Senate confirming another Obama, oops, have to bleep that out, previous president who shall not be named, legacy, but the Biden regime has put forward another. This is a they're all besides themselves, because it's their first Native American. I have no idea about the qualifications, but it doesn't matter if they're it doesn't matter. The qualifications aren't listed that I can find yet. It's just the fact that it's a Native American woman. So they have put her forward, and of course that's really irrelevant. What's relevant is this regime is on mission to put forward people that are going to advance a communist agenda.
That's right.
An anti-American communist agenda. America is last. The globalist agenda is first. They should be fighting against every tooth and nail, every person that this regime is going to appoint to what they're calling their administration, should be fought against. Every one of them. They should be scrutinizing and digging everything they can up on every one of these people to identify their motives, why they want that person in these positions. And this will be the Representative Deb Haaland, Democrat, New Mexico, to be President Biden's, which is he's not a president, Biden's Interior Secretary. Haaland, once sworn in, will be the first Native American cabinet secretary in American history. She's a respected leader in the Congress and Indian country who brings a unique and important perspective to our work to safeguard America's natural heritage. As a Native American woman and advocate, and as the vice chair of the House Natural Resources Committee and the chair of the Subcommittee on National Parks, Forests, and Public Lands. Her experience will serve her and the American people well in her new role. And what we've typically seen is Earth first, humans second or third or fourth, with these type of people that are being appointed by these regimes.
Well, right, because the pagan religion is what the globalists are after.
Right.
And they – well, I mean, they're all for and supportive is what I meant. And their whole
Earth
thing
worship.
Is – their whole thing is called Gaia, G-A-I-A.
Right.
And so, yeah, it is. It's an Earth worship goddess and, you know, false god worship. And it just is – oh, my gosh. It's – well, it's pagan.
Right.
It's everything you would expect from a pagan
religion.
It's
opposite of Christian.
Right.
And this is a Christian nation. So they're trying to de-Christian. I mean, they're trying to make it into a post-Christian world, post-Christian America. And with these, their policies, you know, it's going to be worshiping the creation, not the creator.
Right.
You know, kick the creator out. So in either case, these are not American founding principles.
Right.
That this regime is going to be pushing. So anybody they place in those positions should be resisted. They should be investigated, and it should come to light exactly what we could predict this person's going to do to our American policies and what their definition of American heritage is.
Right. And we were talking about, this was, you know, same thing, exactly what I had been fighting a long time ago. In fact, in 2015, our campaign from my property rights group was called Man Over Environment.
Yes.
And we made bumper stickers for it that said they were labeled Man Over Environment, Genesis 1:18 or 1:28, where it reads that God gave man dominion over all the earth, over all the animals, over
right.
all the everything. And that was exactly in opposition to what the UN and Gaia is pushing. They're saying earth over man. And this is
yep.
where they come up with the whole idea that all three branches of the Judeo-Christian and Islamic religions are considered to be unsustainable on their unsustainable list because we all believe in man over earth instead of earth over man.
Right.
And so it's in direct conflict. And that's also why they want to get rid of the Christians. And I mean, even the Muslims are included in that because
as unsustainable.
Right. And so all three branches. And so, that was one of our campaigns from 2015.
So it's obvious the communists are just using, even the Muslims, they're just using them.
Yep, exactly. You know, they're using them as a weapon to get rid of all the rest of us. And so, especially the Christians and the Jews. And so, cause they're technically like a loaded weapon toward us anyway, you know,
well,
naturally.
The scary part about this is it ties right into that Agenda 2020, Agenda 2030, what you've been writing about in your book, in the perils of sustainable development.
Right.
Now we're seeing this stuff come to life. And the Department of Interior is exactly the tool, the mechanism for advancing so much of that agenda.
Oh, yes. Right.
And so when they talk about preserving land, that wildlife corridor and all that stuff, the non-human zone,
right.
zones,
yep.
huge swaths of especially the Western United States, all in the name of conservation, a lot of that's going to be done through the Department of the Interior. And this is the person that's going to be making it happen.
Right.
Here's the senators' names who voted in favor of it. Senator, actually, let me back up so I can get their states as well. Senators Susan Collins, Maine. Senator Lindsey Graham, South Carolina. Senator Lisa Murkowski, Alaska. She's a repeat offender. And Dan Sullivan, Alaska, also. These people got to go.
Right.
The Republicans, the citizens of these states, you've got to get rid of these people. They are helping to build the regime that is designed to destroy the America that we know and love.
That's right.
Period.
And this, what they're talking about, is going to funnel right into the carbon credit system.
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
And the climate change associated with carbon credit system. And in fact, we have a little clip here that we're going to be talking about after the break. And so we'll play that for you because there is a documentary that I would like for everyone to look up and watch as soon as you can.
Yeah.
And it's called Carbon Crooks. And so we have that little clip that we will
Crooks. Carbon crooks. That's what we're... I wasn't able to help you.
What did I say?
You said carbon crooks.
Yeah, carbon crooks.
I know, but you were asking me, what is it? Carbon scam, carbon, right. And I wasn't able to help you. I'm like racking my brain. So you found it.
Yeah, because I watched it when it very first came out in 2013, and it's an eye-opener. Oh my gosh, is it ever. It shows how carbon credit system is not about helping the environment. In fact, all they do is make these huge corporations pay a huge, huge permit fee. And then all of this money is funneled directly into the pockets of the elite.
Absolutely. Well, I'm looking forward to talking about that because this it's global agenda. It doesn't affect me. Oh, yes, it does. Yes, it will. It's coming. It's coming to a neighborhood near you.
Yep.
So we'll talk about that and some other things too. There's some good things though. Sanctuary County, Kootenai County.
Yep.
We'll talk about that. Yep. Some good stuff. All right. This segment is brought to you by EMP Shield, a veteran-owned business right here in the United States with protective equipment from electromagnetic energy, intentional, natural, or man-made. And that's for protecting a whole home or a vehicle or specific pieces of equipment or whole systems that you have, especially communications gear, really important. It's empshield.com. Check them out. And we'll be back right after this.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
I've said these fellows are lying, dirty, shrewd, and I say they are godless. To me, this is perhaps the most frightening word of all, because it accounts for every other bad word that describes them. When the Reds tear down their churches or turn them into common warehouses, when they torture and kill their priests, ministers, and rabbis, we are horrified, yes. But why are we surprised? What do you expect of a people who say the church is our enemy and must be destroyed? No one can be a true communist and hold any religious convictions. I say to you, it is bad to be irreligious, but it is far worse to be anti-religious. It is reprehensible to be immoral, but it is horrifying to be unmoral. To them, any wrong they do is right. Well, these are some of the more frightening facts we must understand if we are going to understand communism, and we'd better understand it.
Welcome back to segment two of the Voice of the American Redoubt. Segment two is brought to you by Strategic Self-Defense to give you the home field advantage with professional, customized training at your home, in your vehicles, at your place of business, your firearms, your world, the world that you live in. Customized training specifically to exploit all that you can out of the take advantage of all of the advantages that you have by being on your home turf and get the most out of it. The website is strategicself-defense.com. Check them out. Now, real quick, before we get into this, we got a sound clip, a sound bite here. This carbon footprint tax scam. It's the biggest scam since COVID, really. The biggest attack, of course, coming up is going to be the cyber attack. This is what the World Economic Forum is telling us is coming. They projected a major global pandemic. Now they're projecting a major global cyber pandemic that they say will be much more destructive and much faster and much more widespread than even COVID was. So sometimes, you know, your adversaries project, they tell you exactly what their intentions are and then they do it. So we can't act surprised. Right, Lady Liberty?
That's correct. Yep. Yeah. They do. It's almost like they're bragging about what they're going to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and then what they do is they use that as, what's it called? To create credibility as subject matter experts.
Right.
This is like Bill Gates, right? Yeah. Now he is like a virus expert, right? He can give us advice. He can give us medical advice. Now he knows.
Because he
paid
for it.
Exactly. He paid for all the research. So then when we have the cyber attack, they're going to say, oh, we saw this coming because of our insight, because we are so wise. And we have also war gamed this potential scenario based on our intelligence that this was going to happen. So we also war gamed solutions. So guys, we've already thought about this. We saw this coming because that's how wise we are. And now we actually have responses and solutions already figured out. Oh, please, pray tell, what shall we do? Right? Well, first thing we need to do is scrap this old economic system and use this model that we've been working on. Oh, you're so wise.
Right.
And the whole world's going to fall for it. And they are going to fall for it. We know that because we go to the store and we see everybody wearing masks. We're hosed, right?
Yep.
There's a remnant and that's it. Be part of the remnant. But anyway, there is a really cool thing that's going on right now. Leslie Duncan, Kootenai County Commissioner, I think that really the only patriot, the only real patriot on the Kootenai County Commissioners, is introducing I don't know if you call it ordinance, but they want to establish Kootenai County as a Second Amendment sanctuary county. Now, yesterday they actually had an event at the county courthouse at 11 a.m. To show up for citizens to show up. They had tons of these flyers passed out all over the place, so. I'm looking forward to finding out what the turnout was. I'm trusting it was very good. This is a hot topic, but you can still voice your support. Even though that was yesterday, you can still contact the county commissioners there. And if you go to the website, the Kootenai County's website, you can find the county commissioners. It's kc.kcgov.us, KC as in Kootenai County, gov.us. And there is a directory there for the county commissioners. There's B. Brooks, C. Filios, and L. Duncan for Leslie Duncan. She's the one that's sponsoring all this. So we definitely want to throw our support behind this. Even if you were not there yesterday at 11 at the courthouse, your support is still greatly needed. Your voice still counts. Make them hear it. Shouldn't be a problem in Kootenai County. It's kind of like the epicenter of patriot territory. So... Lady Liberty, good morning, and back to you. And
okay,
now you've got stuff, carbon.
Yeah,
a different kind of carbon, not the carbon that builds up in your weapon when you're.
That's
when
right.
You're training.
That's right. The real carbon.
The
right?
Other, the real, the carbon that we have to pay taxes on.
Right.
Oh, that'd be a beautiful. Maybe I shouldn't say it.
Strategy no, don't
to
say
take
it. Don't
out
say
guns.
It. Don't
oh,
say it.
Carbon.
They will look for any idea they can get their hands on.
I'll give you some carbon tax.
Right. Well, so we have a little clip here that's just that came from this. This documentary shows what happens under this carbon credit system, because this already ravaged through the EU way back when in like 2012. And what happened was they ended up just losing billions and billions of dollars over this, and it was funneled directly into all the elite people's pockets, and they caught them. And so this is a really hard documentary to find. I mean, you could imagine, right? Especially
yeah.
Now. It used to be more prevalent, but in looking for a place to watch it online, you kind of are going to have to search for it. But boy, if you can...
Well, you got a link to it, right?
Well, there's... Yeah, you can actually go to... I don't know if we should just post the link.
Yeah.
If you just did a Google search, you can. There's only a couple places that even have it
okay,
to
so
watch.
Carbon. What?
It's called Carbon Crooks.
Crooks.
There's also another one that's not it. It's The Carbon Crooks. That's the wrong one. Do not watch it if it has the in front of it. It's just Carbon Crooks, and it came out in 2013, and excellent.
Perfect.
Documentary.
Carbon Crooks, not the. Don't watch the carbon. Just watch Carbon Crooks.
Yep.
2013, the documentary. And
that's right.
Here's just a short clip of it, and then I'll let you explain that.
Okay.
Many billions, possibly even hundreds of billions of pounds worth of carbon is getting traded. That has nothing to do directly with climate change.
And so this documentary was produced in Denmark. And of course, because it's reflecting upon all of the carbon credit system that went through and ravaged the EU. And in fact, there's one little clip in the trailer that describes the interviewer saying to the EU commissioner, Connie Hedegaard, saying that the UN calls this a smokeless factory that you toured. And the guy says, and when we went there, there was so much smoke, you could not even breathe. It was top to bottom, ceiling to floor with smoke. And
so why did they call it a smokeless factory?
Right, exactly. Because they were paying for carbon credits and continuing to pollute just as they were before.
Exactly.
And this is what they're seeing across the board. And this is also why we're going to start seeing this come up in the United States, because all of the elite know how much money they just funneled right into their pockets out of the EU.
Right.
They are frothing at the mouth to get a hold of the money from the United States as well.
Exactly. So it's not, and we see this, you know, even in some of these Western, California, Oregon, Washington, where you can't do this thing because it's harmful for the environment. But if you pay this impact fee, this carbon tax, whatever, you know, then we can allow you to, and the more you produce, the more you pay will help offset to help us fight your carbon footprint.
That's
which
right.
It does nothing but make people extremely wealthy.
Yep. Yep.
And so a smokeless factory just means they've paid enough money that the government will let them continue. And they just factor it in as part of the cost of doing business.
Right. Yep. And it has nothing to do with saving the environment or climate change, because climate change is a farce anyway.
Or even reducing carbon.
Yeah. Right. Well, there's no need to reduce carbon. Carbon makes the plants grow. So, well,
and you just pay enough money and you make enough people wealthy, then you continue on. So it's a wealth transfer thing, just like communists are known for.
That's right.
Unbelievable. Okay. One more time, the name of that.
Carbon Crooks. Yep, Carbon Crooks. Look it up.
I'll check it out for sure. Okay, guys. Well, hey, you have a blessed and a safe day on this Trump Tuesday. Don't forget to check out DonaldJTrump.com and funnel your what you would normally support the Republican Party. No more. We're going to bankrupt them. Start sending your money to this new political action committee so we can get behind real Republicans. You guys have a blessed day.
That's right. And just remember, you can go to our website to get a copy of that letter to send to your county Republican chair and to your state chair. And so all of you have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.